Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile.
Smile 90.4 FM.
As a parent of kids that go to a school, every school has to find a way to raise money.
Yeah.
Right? They have to.
Oh, yes.
They've got to raise funds. They've got to keep the doors open. They're going to do cool things with the kids. So whenever there's an opportunity, right, you've got to, you know, participate. Do you remember back in the day getting these raffle forms to take home?
Oh, my word. And they came in those, like, plastic sleeves.
Plastic sleeves, yeah.
And you had those bags.
Yes, so for the money
to fill the money in. To put the money in there.
Then they'd always tell you, the forms need to be in by this date. And then but the money needs to be in only a month or two. I know people that used the money for tuck money and then had to pay the money back. But kids are raising cash, and sometimes it's a lot of cash. It's to put a new science center in, a new tech lab in. And sometimes they just ask you to donate money. And research shows that 9 in 10 parents globally have been asked somewhere in their kid's career to donate money. I'm wondering where the 1 in 10 is. Like, what schools don't require donations?
That's the thing. And the thing that I've learned is, it's sort of like secret. All of a sudden, there's Savvy Day in the middle of the week. Like, what is it for?
Like, where?
We're raising funds. Then tell me we're raising funds. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, I'm just handing out just jail money. Like,
dress like your favorite kid's character day.
Yes.
Dress like the first letter of your name day. There's all these weird and wonderful days.
Yeah.
How many times do you think it's okay in a year? Because of the 9 out of 10 that have been asked to make some kind of donation to the kids' schools, 51% are saying they've been asked multiple times, at least twice a term.
I'm all for it, man.
Yeah.
You know, if I was in a private school, a different story, but we are in a government school. My kids love it, but we as parents, my wife and I, we always get involved because at the end of the day, it's for our kids, man.
Yes.
We love the kind of social aspect around it. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think when the kids see you as a parent getting involved, it makes them, you know, they love it. But I think it also teaches them to kind of give back and to serve, you know, the community and, you know, just serve the school.
Yes.
And I think it gives them a sense of pride that, you know, they're doing something for their school as well.
So it'd be interesting to hear from a principal's point of view.
Schools are really struggling because what happened is we lost teaching posts. So we had to maintain our posts. So we are ending up using the school fees to try and pay for teachers. So we're really struggling month to month. Sleepless nights just before payday, hoping there's enough to pay everybody.
Sure.
We're pushing the parents just to help us along.
So what's the response like from parents? Did you ever get feedback that goes, okay, listen, principal, enough?
We're lucky at this stage we haven't received it, because what we did is we moved onto a payment app. So the parents are very excited this year. So we've tried our luck and we've pushed in service days like twice a month. And they're quite eager just to put their 10 rand onto this app. So they haven't complained to us yet.
There's no really schools that don't ask you to donate of something. Mm. If it's not funds, it's your time, it's your skill set, your particular skill set. And a man who knows this all too well, as his kids have gone through school, is our friend Stuart Taylor. Stewie!
Morning, guys.
Morning, bud. Listen, the things we got to do right the fact that our kids need to go to a school, we need to raise some funds. Back in our day, we were talking about going to go do door-to-door, knocking on the door, asking people to fill out raffle forms. Times have changed. You are now doing one-man shows at your kid's school to raise funds.
it's unfair. When we were kids, we were the ones doing the work. Now we parents, we're still the ones doing the work.
Exactly.
It doesn't work out.
But it never ends. We were talking about the fact that every year, every term, there's something that's required. And even though the school know you, they love you, you'll get that message. And especially if you've got a direct line with teachers, they go, hey, Stuart, how are you? Listen, we're thinking. We are having this little golf day and we need a parent. And we were thinking you.
the problem, Ryan, is that my boys are not exactly A students, man. If I chuck in a golf day here and there, it might be worth an extra 10 marks in that.
Yeah. I tell you, you don't. You're not wrong. As a parent, you want to contribute and you want to be like a cool parent as well. Because the kids talk about it at school. They go, "Oh, your dad was on stage last night. He was funny," or your mom, or whatever. They wanted to have a cool parent in the house. So you do it for like multiple reasons. Is that you get to give back to the school? Obviously, the school goes, "Thank you very much," and then your kids also go, "Hey, Dad, that's actually pretty cool that you've done this," and it gives them some cred when they're at school because they go, "Oh, your dad's Stuart Taylor. Mm. Oh, your dad's." Do you ever find your boys, they expect your boys to be funny?
I don't know that they expect them to be funny. I think they're both fairly quirky.
I got you.
Supposed to be intentionally funny. So
yes.
I think they kind of know there's a quirky boy. But it is a very interesting situation if the kid is in the event that you are performing at.
Oh,
at a dinner there in the first or second term, because the youngest has rowing. And then they're like, "Ah, Stu, you must MC the rowing dinner, you must do comedy." And then, shame, I think he had a lot of pressure on him, you know, because he'd never seen me perform, really.
Yes.
So
that
he was like, "Okay, dude, I hope you do well."
Don't embarrass me now.
Love it.
Yeah. He was going, "Dad, I hope you do well because, you know, it's my first time at the school." I was going, "I don't want to do too well because I don't want to have to do this every day."
Again?
Yeah.
I love that.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.